Coronavirus, Christ, and the Church, Part 5. The government continues to discourage large group meetings, including church gatherings. In some locations, it's a mandate, yet God's people still meet to worship. This morning, Nancy and I were joined by two others from our church family who live alone. We viewed the sermon from Romans 13 by way of a webcast. The text was not selected because of our government's response to the coronavirus. It was simply the next portion in Romans, the book I'm preaching through in our Sunday morning services. We prayed with and for one another. We discussed the application questions in our worship guide. We spent most of the time on the last question. Here's what it said. If our government were to pass a law banning all unessential meetings of any size, including church meetings, for a three-month period, what should we as a church do? What would you do and why? Would you change your answer if it were for a six-month period, or perhaps a whole year? How would you answer that question? Well, we had just reviewed Romans 13 in the lesson where Paul wrote, "Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves," Romans 13, 1-2. Paul then adds in verse 5, "Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake." In our small group this morning, we talked about the importance of motivation, that is, why large gatherings may be banned. Soon the conversation shifted to believers in countries where groups of Christians meet underground. We reviewed the principle of not forsaking our own assembling together, or as the ESV translates it, not neglecting to meet together, Hebrews 10:25. The four of us agreed that for health reasons, it was probably best for our whole church family not to gather together for worship. Yet what would we do if our government banned meetings together for a whole year? We weren't sure, but we'll probably talk about it more next week, when the four of us plan to gather together again for fellowship, to hear God's word, and to pray. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. This is Coronavirus, Christ and the Church, Part 5, a ministry of Trinity Bible Church of Greer, South Carolina.